I think I had a very fulfilling life.
Yeah.
I really remember my life in KU so well, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. As I said, KU was an arts place. Huh? I mean, there's a lot of course, primarily it was an education, an university that was offering education. But then, of course, because of the literature students and very, very accomplished literature lecturers, the dramatists, you know, the likes of David Mulwa, the likes of Kisa Mateshe, the likes of Wasambo Were, all these people were, in terms of writing and creative arts and theatre, renowned names. So we there's a lot of emphasis on drama and yeah, so I did that too. But I was more into music. Remember I told you that I had started an interest in music when I was in primary school. So I was part of the university choir. So went across the country, went to State House. The first time I went to State House was to sing. All these mass choirs that we used to have during the national celebrations.
Yeah.
So I was always part of that. So I enjoyed that, the choir. We used to have Culture Week every year. So as part of Culture Week, you know, you're preparing items, whether it's skits or drama or singing, you know, small bands here and there. So I was really part of that. And then I continued writing, continued being, you know, into journalism and things like that. But other than that, I also just tried so many other things, even with still while I was still in university, still outside the university. As I said, I was a book person. I love to read. I was really good with general knowledge. So I'd enter all these quiz shows. I think the one I remember most was there used to be a show run on KTN called Who's Smarter Now? Yes.
Oh, you participated.
I participated in that and
with
won.
The late Regina Ray?
With Regina Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regina Mutoko.
No, Regina Ray.
Regina Ray.
Regina Ray, who's still there. Not the late Regina Mutoko, but Regina Ray.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I participated in that. I think I was somewhere between first and second year. It was my second year actually. My second year. I had been trying for a long time to groom a team of ladies. You know, it used to be beauty versus bronze. So you have a team of girls and a team of boys and men. So I tried to get a lot of my girlfriends interested, but none was ready. So I decided to apply by myself, and they said there are other girls who also don't have teams, so just come one of the Sundays when you're recording, we'll put you together with a group of girls, two other girls. So I went, we were put together, we did the competition. You know, they used to have two rounds where you know the guys' team answers, they're given a question, they answer. Whatever. So we answered more questions than the guys. So we, after two rounds now, it's they have to get one person, even among your team, who's the eight. So we made it as the girls' team. So in the third round is a quick fire. You are given 15 questions. You have to answer 10 questions correctly within 1 minute. So if you answer those 10 questions, you're told to pick, go somewhere, you pick an envelope. That envelope has the name of the prize you're going to claim. So we make it through the quick fire. I go pick an envelope. It says it was a main prize, an air ticket to London, a return air ticket to London. Yes, that was the main prize. So he says, and a return air ticket to London. I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. So I go now to the stand and they shoot the question. So I was just answering, answered.
You are the one to answer, you are the it. You're the grit, you're the one to do the 15 questions.
So all the three ladies had to do the 10 questions.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they all went through the quick fire, but none of them answered. I mean, they all picked their prizes. Okay. And if you answer 10 questions, you get the prize.
Yeah.
If you don't, they will just give you 1,000 for each question that has been answered correctly. Okay. So when it was my turn, I went there, I answered 10 questions, they didn't even get to the 15, 10 questions simultaneously. I was just, in 52 seconds, I'd answered 10 questions, and I had my air ticket to London. Yeah.
You answered all of them correctly.
Yes.
And the ticket, whatever the price you're holding with you was the ticket.
Yes, it was mine.
Oh, congratulations.
But I didn't go to London.
Why?
I didn't go to London because, I mean, I was in the middle of school. It was it was in September. I got the prize in September. The semester had just started. Of course, the ticket can be extended.
Yeah.
But then I needed the money more. It was 80,000 shillings. That was 21 years ago. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
it actually paid my school fees from second year up to the end, up to the time I actually got a job. I was a very, in those very modest terms, a rich girl, because I always had money from that, what I won that time. I never had to ask from that time.
Also, it was money or the box.
It was, yeah. So they actually gave me the option of claiming the money, because we thought, we sat with my parents and thought, okay, so if you go, you don't have relatives, it's only a ticket. There's no accommodation. You know, it's not really like a trip. You've just won tickets. But then what do I go do? Who do I go see?
There's nothing.
I'll just end up spending more money. You know, and I need the money. I'm in campus. So my parents have other children. One also in university, two others in high school. There are people, other people to feed. So from then on, actually, in fact, I always say that is the last time I ever asked my parents for money. They never gave me a shilling after that. Because I use that money. It sustained me through my, of course, together with help, sustained me through my university. My university life.
It was
so I did a lot of those quizzes. In fact, I mean, I would do a lot of those days when Caroline Mutoko's show on Kiss, those days when she was still, they used to have so many quizzes. So every day when I'm just, and I just think I'm broke, I start calling. In fact, at some point she banned me and told me, Sheila, don't call again. Because I was always winning. Anything to do with general knowledge, and I was there, I was answering the questions and winning money. So so that's really, I think for me, I remember that so vividly, because campus, you know, campus, sometimes you want to do things, but the money is not there. And you also don't want to burden your parents too much. Because you can see sometimes they are struggling. So you also want to have your own income, like work a little.
And also be a little independent, even if they have money and they can give you, you also don't feel like you're asking all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So really that for me was really big in campus. Just also trying to get my own resources and not really relying on my parents.
Very interesting. So you come and clear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I cleared, I graduated.
Around
2003. As my mom had pushed me, go to KU, you will finish within 2.5 years. I did.
Yeah.
I finished actually within 2.5 years. Mm. So I graduated in 2003. Mm-hmm. I was just turned 22 years. Mm-hmm. So now time to tarmac. but before that, I'd continued writing. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the sources of my income was also writing, because I used to write for Young Nation. Young Nation, the car pull out on Sunday Nation. Nation.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to submit a lot of fiction stories. And I would pay 500 shillings, 1,000, which is a lot of money then. So I was also trying to make a name, so that I thought, hey, so now when I finish school, I'll just be waiting for the offers. I'll just be seeing letters, come and work for us, come and write for us. Oh, happy. No, that didn't happen. But I'd continued writing for Young Nation. So I started tarmacking. And you know, those days tarmacking was different. We didn't have so much access to internet. We had a few cyber cafes. We didn't have, mobile phones. Actually, had a mobile phone because of the money that I'd earned at some point. I was one of the first ones to have a mobile phone those days. But tarmacking was a different ballgame. I remember you have to walk to the phone booth, those call boxes, start calling you. You write, you look through the directory, this organization, you write the numbers, you go to the call box, start calling. I'm so and so, I'm looking for a job. We don't have any opening. So I got a lot of that. But I just said, I'm not going to wait for them to be advertised. I'll just send my CV out. So because, as I'd said, I had an interest in development work. Mostly I'd call it development. So I actually just listed all the development NGOs and some governance ones and started sending out applications. Because I realized this journalism one may not come. You know, when the journalism job comes, fine. And I can continue writing.
Yeah.
I thought I can continue writing even as I start the development work. So I tried, reached out, wrote a lot of whatever letters, nothing. I think I got invited to one interview, which was dealing with a youth organization, youth parliament. I performed so miserably. You know, they're asking you questions. Tell us about yourself. My name is Sheila. Tell us about what you have studied, your academic background. I have a Bachelor of Arts in, you know, as in I was so basic, you know, I couldn't explain myself. I'm probably thinking, even then they must have thought, oh girl, this girl is so dull and listless. So, but from that interview, I learned so much. When I went back home after that interview, I beat myself so much, because I was like, Sheila, you could have done better. So I started preparing myself for interviews. Yeah, and researching a lot. So when this one interview came, I remember I didn't apply for the job. I was just called one day by, I remember actually I was in the bathroom. And of course I already had my mobile phone, yeah. So I was in the bathroom and I get a call from a guy. He introduces himself. He says he works for I Choose Life.